Hey everybody, we're getting started on the main dashboards that you need to log into Amazon. Now, truth be told, Amazon is a little disjointed because the company grew so fast and they tried to do a whole bunch of things, and all the dashboards are kind of separated and maybe barely integrated because they built them really quickly, or more likely they just bought them from somebody else and stuck them on the platform. So today I'm going to walk you through the main four dashboards, one's kind of a bonus, that you'll need to publish your book and make the necessary changes. We talked about the categories, we're about to talk about some metadata and getting that Amazon SEO, nice things to make your book more discoverable. That's what we're gonna look at right now. The first site that you'll need without a doubt is the one we're looking at right now, and it's KDP.com, KindleDirectPublishing.com. Now you'll notice there's no tag on the end until I hit enter, and then it's gonna populate in where I am in the world. If you're not in the US, this is actually really nice because Amazon is global, they're everywhere. So if you go to this URL, it's gonna pop in your country tag at the end. It'll make sure you're in that market when you go. Simple stuff. I'm going to click sign in. Now, one thing to remember is that you're always going to sign in with your Amazon login. And that's the account that you use to buy, I don't know, like toilet paper or granola bars or whatever it is from Amazon. You don't have to set up a different account. And usually it's just easier just to keep it simple. And so I am going to go in here, just sign in with my normal account. Thanks to Google Chrome for saving everything. And I'll sign in. Now, if you hadn't done that, you'd create your KDP account. But when you click here, it's still going to have you tie it to an Amazon account. Okay, so for now, we'll just sign in. So Amazon's texted me here, and it's because I'm in this incognito browser. It doesn't always do it, but I'll just put in the password, of course. And bang, now I'm in. A little bit later, after we get done with the rest of these dashboards, I'll come back and we'll walk through how to upload the book. But for now, this is what you've got. This is a new quality item based on a rule that they just made that I need to fix in one of my books. Haven't gotten around to it yet. But you can see here all the options. My bookshelf is down below, and all of the details that we'll need are down there. So that's KDP. The second website I call your Command Central, and this is Author Central. So look up here in the URL, authorcentral.amazon.com. Pressing into that. And again, adds the tag so that it knows where I am. And since I had already signed in, it populates this automatically, but let's take a look at what it might look like if I wasn't there. Here's the main page. Sign in's here and here. Go ahead and hit that. And again, we would walk through the same process. Okay, so it sent me this code, and now again, I'm gonna type it in. Sign in here. And we're in Author Central. Now, the most important part of this platform actually is the help section, because in the help section, we're going to be able to change our categories and search terms. And again, all of this will be available to you whenever you need it. But if you click on help, go to categories and browse paths and click here and contact us. Somebody in the Slack group was asking about this right away. They'll upload, or they'll automatically load a profile or a template for you to change your book categories. So how can we help? You're gonna go to book page, you're going to go to update Amazon categories, and right here, they've added a template for you to change whatever categories you need. And this unlocks those secrets that we were talking about earlier, right? Like adding your book to 10 categories, like exploring all those little niches so you can get discovered, but you can also dominate and get that bestseller category. As you can see, you're just gonna fill this in. I think you can handle it from there, but that's the one thing that I wanted you to see again, and that's Author Central, author.amazon.com, and that's how you find that. Next, we have acx.com. Now, this is the platform for audiobooks, but I want you to be aware of it, even if you don't plan on publishing, because there are a lot of scams that run through this platform. I hope one day that Amazon just neutralizes them all, but right now it's just like whack-a-mole. A scam pops up and they are like, "Oh, maybe we'll deal with that one day," and then they finally do, and then another scam pops up. It's a big problem. Essentially, you want to lock down your account so that nobody takes your Kindle book, makes it into an audiobook with some other narrator that you don't know about, and takes all your royalties. In order to do that, you'll want to go to acx.com, hit enter, and again, same old song and dance, right? Logins, and we'll see if it makes me type in a code this time. I'm going to try and sign in. There it is, my trusty one-time password for multi-verification, two-step verification. And then we're in. And of course, here you can see all the units sold, the projects I got going on, sales dashboard, everything like that. I'm not thrilled about how the earnings are displayed here. You kind of have to do some calculus, but it is really nice to show all the units that are selling. And like I said, the big benefit is just locking your stuff down so that no scammer sweeps in and takes your property and makes money out of it. Kind of a nightmare, actually, because Amazon will never tell you it's happened. You have to figure it out for yourself. Finally, the dashboard that I am probably most excited about these days, which is the KDP Reports dashboard. What this dashboard does is it shows your earnings in real time, and it combines them in a little friendlier way than the regular KDP dashboard. This will be the same information that you can find in KDP, except it's more colorful. So if you're into colors, this is definitely for you. And it's KDP Reports. Oops, I didn't mean to skip over that. So it'll be kdpreports.amazon.com, and you don't actually have to pay backslash royalties. We're here again. I'm going to use
Todd, this
my.
one's optional, yeah, so we don't have to do this. It's just if we like the colors.
Exactly. This is for people like Tim, who my pretty picture people who like to see pinks and blues and greens all over the screen. And again, all of these sign-ins run through Amazon. Remember, so it's that Amazon account that you want to use for all of these sign-ins. Signing in again here. Bada bing. We've got that one-time password. Signing in. And here we go. Now, this is the first of the month, so all of this is empty, but you can see this is, and I'm also in an incognito window, so it's probably not displaying it. But you can see you're going to have estimated royalties, you're going to have orders, Kindle Select pages read, top earning books, all sorts of neat graphs that would normally be showing up if I wasn't in a secret window. That's the quickest place to see what you're doing in real time. So with those four dashboards, you're going to have everything you need to sell your book, monitor your book, market your book, change the categories, and do everything we need to do.